The world's oceans make life on this planet possible. They help regulate the global climate, absorb carbon dioxide, and provide food and livelihood for billions of people. But even though they cover more than 70% of the Earth's surface, our oceans are being overwhelmed by an avalanche of plastics, overfishing, and increasing temperatures brought about by climate change. And if there is one message the attendees at this year's World's Ocean Summit tried to send, it's that something must be done to protect them.
That's pretty obvious what is required, which is for societal change and radical change, in fact, because the news that we have had from our scientists, and I refer particularly to the IPCC, is that we are trending in a very hazardous course.
And it's not just radical change sometime soon. These advocates are calling for radical change now.
But we have still got time over the next 10 years to lower our GHG emissions to a level whereby we will not hit that 2-degree warming stage, which, as you would know, once we get to 2 degrees, we're currently trending towards 3 degrees, once we get to 2 degrees, we lose all coral reefs, for example, in the world.
The biggest declaration to come out of the summit is the Blue Prosperity Coalition, which has the audacious goal of declaring 30% of the world's oceans off limits to fishing by 2030.
We've overfished the oceans. We have, you know, in my opinion, 5 to 10 years to really reverse the trends of before, or it's going to be too late. We rely on the oceans for so many things, livelihoods, the food we eat, the air we breathe. The oceans sequester a ton of carbon, and if we don't fix the oceans now, it's going to be too late.
The coalition needs a lot more buy-in from world governments, but signatories say with smart management, they can accomplish their goals while maintaining fishing yields and without causing undue economic hardship. Kevin Enix, VOA News.